The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Could we be looking at the first contested Republican convention since 1976? More after this from Charlie. Half of the Stop Trump movement failed badly last night when Florida voters knocked Marco Rubio out of the race. But the other half succeeded. Ohio Governor John Kasich decisively won his home state. Here's the very first line of his victory speech, which came as the crowd was chanting, USA.
You better believe it's about America, about pulling us together, not pulling us apart. It is about USA. Exactly.
He's saying the party now has a real alternative to Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. But does it? CBS senior political editor Steve Chigueras provided a reality check.
You can't argue. I know we don't, a lot of folks don't want to see Donald Trump get the nomination of the Republican Party within the Republican Party, but you can't talk about this guy as not being a strong candidate. Look at that map.
And when you look at that map, you notice there are no more Ohios for Kasich to win. There are no more Texases for Cruz to win. Trump's challengers have run out of home states and evangelicals, and the contest is now moving on to home states like New York. And the party establishment knows it. In fact, the establishment placed a phone call to Mar-a-Lago last night.
I spoke with Mitch McConnell today. We had a great conversation. The fact is, we have to bring our party together. We have something happening that actually makes the Republican Party probably the biggest political story anywhere in the world.
And to the Republicans who accuse him of tearing the party apart, nonsense, he said.
We have a great opportunity, and the people that are voting, our Democrats are coming in, independents are coming in, and very, very importantly, people that never voted before.
He may be tough as nails on immigration, but as it turns out, political immigrants are perfectly fine. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.